that for dictation.
Recording in progress.
Welcome to the November 2nd, 2022 regular meeting of the Thurston County Planning Commission. The Thurston County Planning Commission is a citizens advisory committee to the Board of County Commissioners on land use planning matters such as the comprehensive plan and zoning ordinance amendments. Planning Commission actions are in the form of recommendations to the County Commissioners, who are the final decision makers. All Planning Commission meetings are open to the public. Citizens are welcome to observe all Planning Commission briefings and work sessions. We welcome public comment on those topics for which a public hearing has not been held. My name is Eric Cassino. I'm this season's chair, and I reside in District 2. We'll start introductions of the other Planning Commissioners here in the boardroom, then move on to Zoom.
I'm Derek Day, District 1.
Jim Simmons, District 3.
Ellen Wheatley, District 1.
Scott Nelson, District 3.
Doug Carman, District 2.
Gary Halverson, District 2.
Commissioner Hansen?
Joel Hansen, District 3.
And Commissioner Pestinger?
Evan Pestinger, District 1.
Thank you very much. With that, I hope everybody has had a chance to look over our agenda. And if so, I'd entertain a motion.
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
The motion's been moved and seconded. Call for the vote.
Commissioner Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Carman?
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Pestinger?
Aye.
Commissioner Cassino?
Aye. So the agenda is...
Commissioner Wheatley?
Yeah. Sorry, Commissioner Wheatley.
No problem.
That motion passes unanimously, and the agenda is accepted. With that, has everybody had a chance to look over the meeting minutes of October 5th, 2022? And if so, we'd entertain a motion.
I move to approve the October 5th, 2022 meeting minutes and accept the audio as the official meeting record.
Second.
The motion has been forwarded and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, the motion is to approve the meeting minutes and accept the audio as the official meeting record of our October 5th, 2022 meeting. Call for the vote.
Commissioner Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Carman?
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Pestinger?
Aye.
Commissioner Cassino?
Aye. The agenda has been accepted. All right, with that, we'll move on to our public communication portion of the meeting, and there's nobody in the boardroom. Do we have anybody online for public communication this evening?
Nobody's hand is up. We have one, but nobody's hand is not up.
All right, well, with that, I'll assume that there is no public comment wanting to be offered. So we're moving through tonight's schedule really quick, and we do have a public hearing tonight at 7 p.m., which is still 10 minutes from now. So we should probably fill a little time.
Sure,
we can do that.
Staff updates. Yeah. Do you want to start out with staff updates?
Sure. As you see, Dina is no longer with us. She did take a job somewhere else. So Polly is back in her role for the time being, and we'll get a staff secretary for the Planning Commission here after the first of the year. The other thing I did want to let you all know is that we do have our moving dates to the new building. CPED will be moving last. We'll be moving, our first day in the new building will be December 12th, but we will not be open to the public at that point in time. It'll be soon thereafter. So we will have discussion next Planning Commission about potentially moving the December 7th Planning Commission meeting date, because that will be during the time in which we need to pack.
All right. Would you mind telling us how your staffing levels with planners are going?
Sure. So we have offered, and a new associate planner will be starting on the 16th of November. But we do still have an associate planner position open. And that is currently
Do you think this would be a good time to go through the other stuff that you?
Sure, we can do that as well.
All right.
So since we are moving to the new building, you all have read and recall the Planning Commission's rules and procedures actually state the location in which your meetings are held. That location needs to change in those rules and procedures manual. So I have put together a edited version of that I can bring back or provide next week. It just changes the location from this location to the 3000 Pacific building. Did you want to talk about Lucio Pizzino?
Yeah, and so I just, you know, this is fairly new, but the idea here is that we're just opening up the rules of procedure for the Planning Commission to make a couple of very specific updates, one being this move and the other being discussing how we move forward with hybrid meetings. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to go through the rest of the rules of procedure like we talked about 2 months ago. Just we're not ready for that yet, and with this new move, we need to start. Well, we need to do that first, just that way we can continue to operate. But I don't want anybody thinking that this is in lieu of a discussion about the whole rules of procedure. It's just pretty limited, and more will come on it later. And hopefully, that's a good primer for getting things started. Does anybody have any questions on any of that part yet, or have I articulated this well enough that I didn't lose you?
I have one question.
Go ahead.
I know you were talking about the rules and procedures for the Planning Commission. The question I have is, has the board determined their rules that they put out to us a month and a half ago?
No, I have not heard anything back when I submitted comments from the Planning Commission, and I know there were some commissioners that submitted directly to the part of the board. I have not heard back on that particular manual.
Okay, but you know, Chris, that when we submitted them directly to the clerk of board, they told us to refer those back to you.
If I received them, they got forwarded.
Okay, because that's email came right back to me the next day. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Did you have something?
Yeah. Are we still planning on moving after the first of the year?
Yes.
Absolutely.
These meetings will continue through December. Our first meeting will be in the new building in January. We need to get in there first.
All right. Well, I'm going to move on to the next agenda item, which is calendars.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead, Commissioner Pessinger.
So I didn't fully follow what you said, Chair Cassino, about the rules and procedures. Are you saying that later in this meeting or at our next meeting we're going to do a minor change or consider some minor changes to our rules and procedures?
So probably in our next meeting we're going to do the minor changes to our rules and procedures to be able to make sure that we can move over to the atrium, and then at some point later when the county has finished the rest of their work on it, we will be doing the overhaul of the grander rules and procedures. So this will just be a minor update, and it will probably happen at the next meeting or so. Yeah, probably the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then process-wise, I don't know where this falls in the realm of Robert's rules and whatnot, but is this something that's like bylaws that requires two-thirds majority to make a change, or is something that just requires a simple majority to make a change?
Simple majority.
Rules and procedures.
Just a simple majority.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Commissioner Wheatley.
Does it need to be noticed? Like, is it like new business or something, or no?
Doesn't necessarily need to be, but since the Planning Commission should review it, I'll prepare a memo and the document so you can actually see the changes.
Yeah.
All right, with nothing else on that particular issue, we'll move on to agenda item 7, calendars and tentative topics and attendance. On November 16th, we will be doing more on Grand Mound sub-area plan, including a public hearing. Is anybody expected not to be able to make that particular meeting?
Possibly.
Possibly no on Mr. Halverson.
I will need a link if I'm going to make it at all. It's going to be last minute.
All right. Anybody else?
Oh, Jared, that was the 15th or 16th?
16th.
16th.
Our next meeting after that will be November 30th, and we will be, it's on the joint plan public hearing for the City of Olympia UGA. Is there anybody that is not expecting to make the November 30th meeting? Sounds like everybody will be here. And we do not have an item set up yet for December 7th, but is there anybody that doesn't think December 7th is going to work out for them that we could start planning for your absence?
So December 7th is a potential
Move date, so we might end up
right, so next,
canceling that one.
Right, so after the, so we don't have currently anything tentatively scheduled except any further discussion on Grand Mound should the Planning Commission need it post-public hearing.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll, but the 14th would be the date that we're looking, potentially looking to move from the 7th.
Okay. Well, we'll watch to see how that progresses. It's over a month out.
Yes.
Go ahead, Commissioner Wheatley.
There was going to be a meeting in Grand Mound. Do we have a date?
Correct.
For that?
There it is. That is the 10th. So next Thursday.
November 10th?
November 10th, next Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. And the full information is on Gershon County Planning website.
Was that at the high school?
It is not, and the computer is not letting me enter into the right location.
So are the advertising materials up there too? Or?
Yes, all the information about the is online. And we have sent out constant contact emails if anybody has signed up to our email address. And what? Yeah, there's a flyer as well out that
is the flyer on the web, on the
posted on the community planning webpage, I believe.
Yeah,
it is.
So November 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. Their open house is at the Fairfield Inn and Suites, and the address is on the Gershon Planning website. We have, like I said, issued out a email as well as there are flyers in the public, and there'll be a press release that goes out.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
If there are five of us or more who attend that, does there need to be notice or something?
Yes. If you are attending, I do need to know so that I can keep track, because we would need to notice that as a special meeting.
I am 90% sure I would like to go.
Okay.
Me too.
Same.
I'll probably there.
I got Commissioner Casino, Commissioner Day, Commissioner Wheatley, Commissioner Simmons.
Does this become problematic for you if we do have to notice it?
Nope, I'll just notice it as a special meeting and we'll post it. And okay, so we got five, so we will
okay.
post it.
Okay, that's great, thank you very much. Well, we'll finish up, go to the order here after our public hearing, but since it is now 7 o'clock, we will move on to our public hearing. So today we are here to hold a public hearing on Development Code Docket Item A18, the new agricultural uses critical areas update. This is a hybrid public hearing. Those wishing to testify have appeared in person or have joined by Zoom, phone, emailed in comment, or mailed in comment. If you wish to testify, for those in person, please sign in, which does not look like we have anybody. For those on Zoom, please choose the raise your hand option. If you're dialing in, press *9 to raise your hand. I'll call your name and then you can unmute when you see it is your turn to speak. Make sure you also choose *6 to unmute yourself. If you have issues speaking or being heard, please disconnect from the Zoom meeting and call 360-972-6785. Did we have anybody come into the lobby?
No.
Well,
there's
with
one person up there. Come up there. If you're asked,
not raising his hand?
Nope.
All right. Well, with that, I'm going to close the public hearing and we'll move on to our work session. Thank you, Ashley. We're ready to hear from you.
Well, just so you know, the hearing was noticed on October 10th in the Olympian, and we did send out web mailers and a press release. No public comments have been received. I also held briefings with the Agriculture Advisory Committee and the VSP work group since our last work session. Both groups expressed their general support for the proposed updates. And that's all I have other than questions that you might have for me that I'm happy to answer.
Well, with that, are there any questions from commissioners for staff?
I have one, and unfortunately.
Thank goodness.
Unfortunately, I grabbed the wrong packet tonight, so I'm running off our October 5th.
Do you want a copy of the
paperwork? Thank you. I think it's all the same.
Yeah, I don't think any changes were made.
So anyways, the only question I had was, it seems to me that we were going to, that the plan was to do away with 1715.
Repeal it.
Okay.
Yeah, repeal it and replace.
So, my question, I mean, just thinking, what would be the harm in leaving agricultural critical areas in a different place than regular critical areas? So leaving 1715.
It will be, so that it's gonna be repealed and replaced with the new chapter that you see in your packet.
Okay.
So it will still be separate, and then there are references back and forth, but we did decide to just leave it separate with this new conservation planning option.
So it'll still be 1715, just the new version.
Yeah.
So people who do know to look there with questions will still be able to look there. They will just see a completely different chapter.
Commissioner Day, did you have something?
I did, actually.
All right.
I have a question on 1715-500. Section B. It's not clear how the first Section B associates with the subsequent. If that makes sense? Probably doesn't. So is there any, it talks about the exemption, and I'm not sure how those subsections, as follow subsequent subsections, relate to that sentence. It doesn't have like in other sections, like either in accordance with semicolon, and then the titles of how those necessarily relate.
Do you mean the subsections like B1?
Yeah,
B2, B3?
Yeah. So I don't know what the relationship is between those and Section B, which they seem to correspond to.
Yeah, we could check with the, this will still have to go through legal review,
yeah.
And so if there are things missing, like a colon or a direct connection,
yeah.
Can specifically ask about that.
Yeah, and then I wasn't clear on this section how this exemption operates and what specifically it would exempt someone from. I just wasn't clear on that.
Having to go through the conservation farm plan.
Okay.
So that would be the the 0.510, and those are essentially the administrative processes and permit requirements that are set forth in our zoning chapter 20, instead of creating a whole new set of permit processes.
Okay. I'm still kind of not tracking how this section works.
The 0.500. Mm-hmm. So essentially, if what someone is planning to do, if it may trigger a farm conservation plan, however, it is one of these activities, one of these specific activities.
Okay.
It really applies to like an existing ongoing agricultural activity. And it was a concern brought up by the Thurston Conservation District that in a lot of cases they have grant funds to to put toward like a conservation enhancement project.
Okay.
That might trigger a building permit or whatnot. And so this essentially says that you don't necessarily have to go through the process laid out in 5.10 for those very distinct projects.
Okay, perfect. So this does identify these as the distinct projects.
Those three project types. Sorry. Yes.
Track how this works. That's perfect. That answers my question.
Is that it? Commissioner Wheatley, you got? Commissioner Pestinger, do you have anything to contribute on this particular item?
No, thank
you. Or Commissioner Hansen?
No, thank you.
Thank you. This one sure seems easy, but with that, I would certainly entertain a motion if anybody had one to make.
I move recommend approval of development code docket item A18, agricultural activities critical areas.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? With that, we'll call for the vote.
Commissioner Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Carmen?
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Pestinger?
Aye.
Commissioner Cassino?
Aye. That motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, and thank you for all your work on this.
Thank you.
All right. Well, with that, we will move on to the next item of our agenda, which is the good for the order. And the only thing that I had something on there was I hope everybody got a chance to look at the 2045 updates and how things are now going to start moving forward with comp plan update. And I don't know if any of you got that email yet. I know I already got it. I got an email that was from planning to go and take a survey and say what is important for the vision of 2045.
Correct.
And I got that not because of my affiliation with the Planning Commission, but because I'd signed up for emails through Constant Contact. Is there any more that?
So there'll be more to come on that.
Yeah.
Obviously a lot more.
Yeah.
So we'll be bringing a preview to you next, not the next one, the November 16th Planning Commission, yes, the next one, Planning Commission meeting. Maya will be bringing a preview of what we're doing, the public participation plan, the survey, the link, just as informational so that everybody understands what this particular process is going to look like. I will say that our public participation plan is pretty robust and we are doing translation services. So more to come on that, and this will be a heavy lift for the Planning Commission.
Yeah, I'm probably messing this up, but were we calling this Vision 2045, or what's the name?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you had some marketing person come up with it, I'm sure.
Say, see the future.
Thurston 2045, all right. And are we expecting that Maya's going to be running this program, be lead on this program for now?
Maya will be lead on the program, but we will have multiple.
I'm sure it's going to take a lot of your staff to work through this one. All right, anybody else have anything for the good of the order? Well, having no further business, this meeting is adjourned. Thanks for coming in with not having much to do.
Yeah. Just want to see your smiley face.